Thank you. Okay, I have a jar here with some colorful balls in it. Does anyone know what this is? What these balls are? Yes? They're gumballs. And there are all kinds of fancy colors. There's orange ones, blue ones, pink ones, red ones, purple ones, green ones, yellow ones. Who here likes gumballs? Well, guess what? Somebody's going to get this jar at the end. Okay, before we talk any more about the gumballs, I want us just to go over the verse that we're going to talk about today. And so let's say it all together. And the adults can help as well. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 14, verse 6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 14, verse 6. Now we're going to do a little exercise here. I'm going to ask each one of you, what is your favorite color? And I want you to guess how many gumballs are in this jar. Okay, I'm going to start over here. And Kirby, you know all the names?
No. We'll give it our best shot between the two of us.
Okay.
That's Ainsley.
Okay, what's your favorite color? Purple. Okay, and how many gumballs? Think of a big number. You want to guess the number? You want me to help you? I know how many you're in here. I'm going to use that number. Maybe your dad will help you.
29-6.
Okay, are you happy with that guess? Okay, we can only have any number one time, so you've got to guess a different number. Okay. What's your favorite color? You're thinking about how many you're in there, aren't you? Okay, we got another purple, and how many are you going to get?
I hope I get the spelling right.
Okay, we're going to carry on a little bit more in the lesson, and then you guys think about it, okay? Think about what your favorite color is, and think about your answer, how many gumballs are in here. Okay, so the Lord Jesus replied to one of his disciples and said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And so the first thing I want us to notice is these first two words, I am. The Lord Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now, in John's Gospel, there are probably many verses that you guys have learned that start that way, aren't there? Can anyone think of another one? Who can think of another verse that has the words, I am, that the Lord Jesus said? Okay, am I going to have to pick on someone? We have a lively crowd here this afternoon. Trevor.
I'm not very good at the Bible type of words, but before Abraham was, I am.
Very good. How about another one?
I am the door.
By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. You know, these are very definite statements that the Lord Jesus makes. They are statements that nobody else could make. He was the only one that could say that. You know, back in the Old Testament, many years even before Jesus came into the world, God appeared to a man called Moses. Who here has heard of Moses? You've all heard of Moses, right? God appeared to Moses, and he told Moses, when Moses asked, "What is your name? Who shall I say sent me?" God said to Moses, "I am that I am. Tell the people that I am has sent you unto me." And so when the Lord Jesus used these words and these statements that he made, "I am the way," he was actually claiming to be God. And he is God. And so he made these wonderful statements that only he himself could make. And so here he said, "I am the way." Where do you think he is the way to? Where is he the way to? No, when I left Edmonton, I traveled on a way called the Yellowhead Highway, and it was the way to Kamloops. Where is the Lord Jesus the way to?
The Father.
The way to the Father. "No man cometh unto the Father but by me." And we begin that chapter by him talking about the Father's house, which is heaven. And so he's the way to the Father, and he's the way to the Father's house, which is heaven. Now I'm going to get a few more people to, I hope you thought about your answer. So I need your name, your favorite color, and how many. Okay, Lily, purple, and 16. So far, purple's winning out.
16?
16, yeah. So the Lord Jesus, not only does he say, "I am the way," and you know what that infers that, well, I want you to notice this word, "I am the way." He doesn't say, "I am a way." He says, "I am the way." That means, how many ways are there? There's one way, that's right. And so, the Bible talks about other ways. The Bible tells us twice over in the book of Proverbs that there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And so any other way will not take us to the Father, and any other way will not take us to the Father's house, which is heaven. But then he says, "I am the truth." What does the truth mean? You know, we think of a courtroom, and we have to swear to say, if a person is a witness there, they have to swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So what they're saying is that every word that they say is 100% accurate. And the Lord Jesus could claim, not only did he tell the truth, but he is the truth. And what is the opposite of truth? A lie, yeah. Or error. Something that is wrong, something that is incorrect. And so, not only do we have the way, but we have the truth. And if something is the truth, then anything that differs from that is not the truth. Right? And so, any other way or any other message is a message of error. And any other person that claims to be the way to heaven, it's error, it's a lie, it's not the truth. Okay, we need to get on with this. Okay, I need a name, a color, and a number.
Well, the other one, Cindy. Cindy, what number did you say again? What color do you like? Blue. How many bubbles are there in the jar?
Have you got all of these colors in?
So far, if I can say I've lucked out. But, for a cousin? I know, it's a doll.
Eight?
Oh, yeah, that sounds like a good number. Yeah.
Okay.
What's your favorite color? How many do you think they do?
Green and
seven.
Seven gumballs in here.
That's your favorite number.
20? Okay.
20 gumballs?
Okay, I need your name, the color, and how many gumballs?
Yellow, okay. How many do you get for this? 30, okay.
How many 30? Your color doesn't have to be in the drawer. And you might know how many, so I'm not going to ask. Okay, we've got a few more over here. Yeah, your favorite color is... Okay, green, inhaler green, and fish.
Okay, I
know. You just want to have a chance, don't you? Okay. Okay, the point of this whole exercise is, okay, your favorite color, what's the right answer for your favorite color? Well, there's like four purples, two blues, three red, or three greens, and an orange, and a yellow and a red. So what do you think the right answer is for what is your favorite color? Anyone want to tell me what they think the right answer is? Every answer is the right answer, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is there a wrong answer? Okay, but how about the next question? How many gumballs in here? What's the right answer? Okay, well, first of all, how many right answers are there? There's one right answer. There's only one certain number of gumballs in here. And any other answer is the wrong answer. And nobody got the right answer. So I guess I get to take these home, don't I? Okay, the correct answer for how many gumballs in here is 63. So who is the closest? 60.
Good job. You don't like me, do you? There you go. You're out, sure.
Okay, there's many things in our world today that there's lots of right answers for, right? There's no one way. When you get up in the morning and you choose breakfast, well, there's many things that you can choose for breakfast. There's not just one thing. But when it comes to God's way of salvation, there's only one right answer, right? Many people think that it's a matter of opinion. And that there's many different ways. They say many roads lead to Rome. But there's only one road that leads to heaven. And the Lord Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. And I am the life. The life that he's talking about here isn't the life that we enjoy here and now in our physical bodies. But it's eternal life. And he is the only source of that life. And he could say, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. And so the Lord Jesus Christ is the only one that can save us. And we need to be saved because of our sins. You know, when it came to answering the question about how many gumballs are in the jar, you could have the right answer, and if I were to get you to put it on a slip of paper, it could be the right answer, but it was really an insignificant question, wasn't it? Even though there was only one right answer, it was a pretty insignificant thing to be talking about. But when it comes to the way of salvation, it is the most important thing. And it's not enough to be able to give the right answer. But it's only enough to personally know and trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. And so it's important that each one of you boys and girls, and if to get saved in your youth is the best time. It's the perfect time to get saved. I was saved as a young boy of 6, almost 7. And that night is still vivid in my memory. You know, what I did the day before and what I did the day after, I couldn't tell you. But I can remember that night when I received the Lord Jesus Christ as my own Savior. And that completely changed my life. If I hadn't had that experience, I would be a completely different person today than what I am. But I'm someone that knows the Lord Jesus is my Savior. I've trusted Him and I love Him. And I like to tell others about Him, boys and girls and men and women. And boys and girls this morning, the most important thing in your life is to know that your sins are forgiven and that the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior and that heaven is your home because He's the way to the Father and the way to the Father's house. And so I am the way. There's only one way, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. I am the truth. Any other message, any other person that claims to be a Savior is error. And so the Lord Jesus, as He's presented in the Bible, is the only truth. And He is the life. He's the source of eternal life. And in order to provide that life, He gave His own life for us at Calvary. And He says, no man, absolutely no one, it doesn't matter who you are, if you come any other way, you won't be coming to the Father. You'll never see the Father's house. You'll never see heaven. He says, no man,
cometh unto the Father but by me.
And so we trust that you'll remember this verse if you don't know it already, and that you'll remember this lesson that this is clear and plain. The Lord Jesus is the only Savior, and he wants to save boys and girls, even this afternoon. Even where you sit, you could trust him. You could recognize your need as a sinner and trust him to be your Savior. We trust that the Lord would bless this lesson to you now.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Oh, the love that drew salvation.